This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Says that the Sturgis rally led to 260,000 COVID cases. Is it true or is it an exaggeration? And the West is on fire. No kidding. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in whatever nook or cranny you're hanging out in these days. Sadly, wildfire ripping apart California, the Pacific Northwest. Many of you listening to us there, truckers even, had to jump off. There's a story I saw today, and I verified this, and truckers apparently were just getting out of their rigs, leaving their rigs on I-5. The smoke is so thick. We had reports of it going to Nevada, also New Mexico. Just absolute devastation in Cali. About 40 wildfires burning in California, but also Utah, Nevada, Arizona, Idaho, Oregon, Wyoming, Montana. Smoke gets more than in your eyes. It's awful. Communities completely isolated. In Oregon, there's a wildfire that caused catastrophic damage and loss of life, they believe, in Blue River. That's east of Eugene. And at least 80 to 100 homes already burned. And they think other businesses and homes will also catch on fire. And they expect, I mean, when they're saying, we expect loss of life from the fire. We can't contain it. We're doing everything we can. I talked about on a previous show as we ushered out Labor Day that lots of people were trapped outdoors in the country. Helicopter pilots who could barely see braved the thick, dark smoke to try to locate people who were stranded and pull them out of the fires because they had no way out. Now, also in California, there's been a cut to power. 170,000 people with this intense heat find themselves in a power outage situation. But that's a small number compared to what they think it will ultimately be, meaning the power company believes that. It's this intense heat and these dry conditions and the high winds that fuel, that feed these fires. And I know what it's like. I've been through that. I lived in California, and I can't tell you as a television reporter how many fires I stood in front of, and we watched where we'd go in carefully and then get out. But I got to tell you this, in all the time I lived in the West, I never, and I lived in Nevada, I lived in New Mexico, I lived in California, I never have seen anything like what I'm seeing in the San Francisco Bay Area, in Southern California, in some of these other areas that I mention, because you can only do so much. There's only so many people on the line. There's only so much you can dump on a fire. There's a fire called the Creek Fire, and it's just racing and ripping up everything in its path. And what is the Sierra National Forest saying? What's the supervisor there saying? Look, this fire has smashed us, has hit us hard. I know on the forest staff personally, there's been losses of homes. And all we can do is continue to try to do what we can to fight it. So the timing of this was awful because of Labor Day, because of the fact that you had people who, with the pandemic, were trying to social distance, be out in the air, and be someplace where they felt safe. And that meant enjoying some of these parks and campgrounds. And then they found themselves, like I said, stranded. And if it weren't for some of the really brave helicopter pilots and other volunteer firefighters that went in to try to pull people out, I think we would be saying that there was X amount of people that have died. I mean, the choppers pulled 140 people from the Creek Fire near Fresno. Just think about that. Think about a helicopter, how small it is, not being able to see, coming in and rescuing 140 people. Just wild. And a tip of the cap to those heroes, because that's heroic. When you see the flames racing and you dip down anyway, knowing it could cost you your life, but you see families and people trapped and you know they have no way to get out. There's a wall of flames blocking their way. So you go in to try to pull them out, and that's exactly what they saw. I mentioned the truckers because it was so awful. Like in Ashland, Oregon, just got out because there was no way. They had nowhere to go. Couldn't turn anywhere. So if everything's blocked off, you have nothing else to do but other than to leave. And this is what evacuees, by the way, were saying, that they just left with, you know, the clothes on their back, basically. It's that old thing about people asking you, well, if there's a fire, if the unimaginable thing happens and you have to leave or something catastrophic, what would you bring with you? And the answer is, who cares? You're alive, and that's what people are saying, that this is something you never want to experience. Where you're just grabbing people, you're jumping in the car, and if everything burns down, all your stuff goes down, at least you're alive and your family's alive. Even the California governor, Gavin Newsom, weighs in and says the wildfire count in the state so far this year, so not even counting what we're seeing now, this and everything else, beyond the number last year, it's way beyond it. Saying the evidence of the effects of climate change is what he says. But regardless of what it is, we know that lightning strikes and so many fires strung together that it made it impossible to stop some of these ragers. I mean, there's been over 7,600 fires this year. Last year in California, they had 4,900. And the acres triple what was lost in 2019. Oh, my, oh, my. Imagine what it's like being on some of those fire crews as they try to stop these flames. All right, so we still are obviously in the pandemic, and this is our way of life, the yin and the yang of it, right? Deaths in the United States, 190,000. Cases, 6.34 million. Worldwide cases, 27.4 million. Deaths, 898,000. But there's conversation about a leveling off. That the virus is, that those words, leveling off. Do you feel like, as you're listening to me, when you look around in your nook or cranny, do you feel like there is kind of a leveling off? I mentioned the number, the official number of people who have died, right? And the coronavirus continues to spread, so there's more new cases, and there's certainly fear about this past weekend and what could possibly happen post-Labor Day. Could we see a spike? And then the news that Sturgis produced an insane amount of numbers of people who have come down with COVID-19. Is it true or is it false? We got the deets on that coming up on the flip side. Hang with us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
And their COVID shot at the vaccine. They paused their study after an illness. I'll give you some of what I know to be the facts on that one. And then a big story with the presidential hopeful Joe Biden from the Democrats' side, walking back what he had to say during the Democratic National Convention on there would be a mask mandate. Now that's not being said on the campaign trail. Why did that change? But first, Sturgis, vroom, vroom. What happened with the great big bike rally, and what are the percentages of cases? 19% of the virus cases linked to Sturgis, the governor says, are crap. The South Dakota governor blasted the study that labeled that motorcycle rally in her state a super spreader event, saying that the study had not been peer-reviewed and modeling had been far off in predicting hospitalizations in the state. She said, "This report isn't science, it's fiction." She went even further. She said, "Under the guise of academic research, this report is nothing short of an attack on those who exercise their personal freedom to attend Sturgis." Now, yeah. Have hog will travel. Taking my chances. According to the study, 19% of COVID-19 cases detected between August 2nd and September 2nd can be tied to the annual rally that drew 1.5 million attendees this summer. Remember, there was a whole big thing about the attendance, and we talked about it on the show. And it's the researchers at the Center for Health Economics and Policy Studies at San Diego State University that took cell phone data to see where the attendees returned. Then they looked at how COVID-19 cases rose in those areas compared to others that didn't send anybody, like there wasn't anyone from there. So they concluded, this was based on this, they concluded 250,000 plus additional cases could be attributed to the rally. And you know what? They even put a dollar figure on it. What do you think the dollar figure was? Do, do, do. All right. It's not a game show. The cost of public health, this is what they put it at, $12.2 billion. So fact or fiction? She says fiction. Here's the thing. The one thing I don't like about the study is this idea of looking at the cell phone data, which I get. I mean, that's kind of a clever way to try to trace and track and then look at the cases and see how they might have rose. But then to me, you have to look at an area from whether it's a city or it's a suburb, a big bedroom community of a big city, or whether it's a rural area, and then you have to slice and dice it from there. And I would want to see all of that data to get a better sense of what they're saying. Do I think that Sturgis was risky? Yes. Do I think that there's the possibility that cases would be linked to it? Of course. But that number is interesting. I mean, it could be more. Could be nowhere near that number either. So it's interesting because when we look at the vaccine and we look at safeguards and then we look at this AstraZeneca thing and we look at, wow, it seems like cases are leveling off, but yet there are more cases, right? But deaths are leveling off in some areas. AstraZeneca was pressing forward to try to be one of those that would solve the riddle, but temporarily the company's putting it on hold because there's this unexplained illness. It's a side effect of the shot, they think. So they didn't reveal lots of information about the possible side effect except for to call it a potentially unexplained illness. That's what they're saying. But that they paused them. So it's serious enough that the studies in the U.S. and other countries, yeah, when we have 30,000 people that we're looking at with this vaccine that we're developing, we're going to pause it because of this person who got this potential illness, this side effect. We got to look at the safety of it. We got to look at the data from it. So here's the thing. Holds of large medical studies aren't unusual. Investigating anything unexplained is a mandatory part of safety testing. And AstraZeneca knew that this, of course, is going to implode and it's going to be a big deal. And people are not used to looking at that kind of information. And they pointed out that it's possible the problem could be a coincidence, could be an illness. Illnesses of all sorts arise in studies of thousands of people. And they say they're working round the clock, really, to review this single event to minimize any potential impact on the trial timeline. And they have to do that because they can't just blow it off and assume it's something. Well, that could be anything. That could have been something that was happening anyway. Oh, no, 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 no. And it was serious enough. And they wouldn't say what it was, though, but it was serious enough to require the person to be hospitalized and not a mild side effect like a fever, a muscle pain, something like that. Nothing like that at this point, right? But one of the researchers who's working on a different vaccine for COVID-19 was quoted as saying out of the University of Washington that it's not something to be alarmed about. It's reassuring that they're pausing the study because they got to figure out what's happening and monitor the health of the study people. You can't have people in a study and just say, oh, well, this is just an anomaly, and we just move on. So it's funny. If I looked at that headline and I breezed by it, it just shows you where we're at. If I looked at that and I didn't dive deeper into it, maybe you would think, oh, great. What does that mean? Because they don't tell you what the illness is. You just know that they're not they're not sharing those details, but that they've paused it, right? They've paused it. Of course, the FDA has to set up vaccine safeguards. They have to do that. Because it's no good to get a vaccine or decide whether you're going to, heads, I'm going to get the vaccine, tails, I don't know, is it safe? So the Food and Drug Administration, they're trying to insulate the vaccine reviewers from political pressure by sticking to these guidelines that they set up 3 months ago for what it's going to take for a vaccine to pass through the agency. So that's nothing to do with politics. They're trying to make it that way. Although it seems like everything ties back to politics, right? They're making clear to the staff that all the political clamoring, the noise, shouldn't influence the decision. The FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn last week sent an email to 17,000 staff members promising they would adhere to the science in a vaccine review. He also met with leaders of the health agency's departments, including the one that reviews vaccines, to reassure them that this is it. We're only going to approve a vaccine if it meets the high standards that Americans expect for safety and effectiveness. No cutting corners. And does that make you feel, does that make you go, oh, okay, I feel better? I mean, he has to say it, and he has to push that out there because everything is politicized. Everything is, are you on that team or are you on this team? What's the motivation behind it? I mean, this is the world we live in. All right, speaking of this is the world we live in, remember during the Democratic National Convention, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said that as soon as he was president, he said as soon as I'm president, it's a mandatory mask mandate. And apparently that's changed because there's a constitutional issue whether the federal government could issue a mandate. And constitutionally, if they can't, so he's saying, constitutionally, if we can't do it, I wouldn't issue a mandate. And he did say the federal government should issue guidelines for the state and local governments to follow, and he would plead with people to wear masks to protect their neighbors from the virus. But now we have a president that is doing that. So we weren't hearing that, but he's saying the same thing. He's saying now, if you're in close quarters, we heard him say that heading into the Labor Day weekend. And he says, I'd set an example that I'm wearing the mask on the campaign trail and that I think this is what should be done. He said he would implement before a 3-month nationwide mask mandate if he was elected in November. But right now that's off the table because it seems as though that would be unconstitutional. So we go right back to where we were 6 months ago. Mask on or mask off. Right now we're going to Australia. How are they handling COVID? Because they've had a flare-up. Imagine if you had a lockdown and you could only go out for 1 hour a day. We're talking about it next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Excessive high winds near hurricane strength are fanning the flames in hundreds of fires across the Pacific Northwest. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
The wind's pushing from the northeast, so we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared, have a plan ready to go.
Here in Oregon, Interstate 5 has been closed down near the border of California. The Alameda Fire has caused mass evacuations in the cities of Ashland and Phoenix. The town of Blue River, just east of Eugene, Oregon, has had catastrophic damage. Hundreds of homes have been burned. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants a vote on a smaller coronavirus economic relief bill.
Today we're releasing a targeted proposal that focuses on several of the most urgent aspects of this crisis, issues where bipartisanship should be especially possible.
The police chief and top deputy chief in Rochester, New York, have suddenly retired after nightly protests over the city's handling of the suffocation death of Daniel Prude. Mayor Lovely Warren.
While the timing and tenor of these resignations is difficult, we have faced tough times before. I truly believe that we will get through this.
Prude died a few days after an encounter with police in March. There's been nightly protests since the release of a body cam video showing officers handcuffing a naked Prude, putting a bag over his head to stop him from spitting, and holding him down until he stopped breathing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Take you to Melbourne, Australia, and I want to introduce you to Honor Newman. She's coming up later in the show. Great book, Killing the Perfectionist Within, a self-help guide for women suffering from perfectionism, anxiety, and chronic fatigue syndrome. And because she's in Melbourne, she has obviously witnessed what's happening, as we all have in the world, with COVID-19, but it's quite a different story from maybe a month or so ago. So catch us up, Honor. What's happening there now? I mean, what's the situation with masks, hours you can go outside, that kind of thing?
So we're in total lockdown at the moment. We're allowed to leave the house for 1 hour of exercise a day. That's mainly walking and stuff because none of the gyms or the pools or anything are open. We're allowed to go do our grocery shopping, but only alone. We're not allowed to bring anyone with us. And we have to be, we've got an 8 o'clock curfew, so we're not allowed to leave the house after 8 o'clock at night and then stay until 5 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah. How are people handling that? I mean, that can be pretty tough, especially after there was sort of that reopening.
Well, in a way, it's a funny question because I don't really get to see anyone at the moment. But I think people are struggling a little bit. Like, I think because we don't have things to distract ourselves, we're having to kind of face whatever internal issues that we have inside ourselves or in our relationship that we haven't resolved. They're all kind of coming up to the surface now.
Yeah. Wow, so that's a good point. Somebody told me the other day that sadly, you're either going to have people that get remarried, get married, or divorced. It's sort of like the three choices, whichever they are, you know, and that's pretty tough. But for you, you and I were talking about what do you do to kill the time, so to speak, and you were doing a lot. Weren't you like knitting and sewing and cooking up a storm? And I mean, you're probably going to open a restaurant. Who knows when this whole thing is What are you doing?
I'm actually using the time to kind of get a little bit healthy and lose a bit of weight. So I've been doing a lot of cooking, like health foods, keto diet. And, you know, I made the decision in my mind I'm going to use this time to be creative because I'm normally running around and I don't have this time. So I'm going to take it as a golden opportunity to make some things.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, so we're going to talk with Honor coming up a little bit later in the show. And again, her book is Killing the Perfectionist Within, a self-help guide for women suffering from perfectionism, anxiety, and chronic fatigue syndrome. Thank you, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Kate.
Any kind of a lockdown here when it comes to Spain, but there was a female surfer that was dragged off a Spanish beach in handcuffs by a hazmat cop for riding waves while infected with the coronavirus. It was it almost looked like a movie. It was one of the strangest things that I've seen. I saw a picture of it. Of course, was in the very serious newspaper, the U.S. Sun. It's almost like, you know, when I was a kid, I'd go to the store with my grandmother and you'd be in the fast line, the express line, and there'd be some crazy headlines on the National Enquirer that's whatever was happening, whatever was a cure for whatever, like crazy headlines. I remember I'd ask her, you know, I was like five and I would ask her, what does that mean? She'd say, stop looking at that. So you couldn't look away from this one though. This kind of made the rounds in Europe that this woman was, in fact, definitely taken off the beach. She ignored the quarantine rules, and she has COVID-19. How they knew that. But this was a beach called La Zirola, and she was out there having the time of her life on the board, and as soon as they could get her, I mean, you see these guys running through the sand. Running through the sand, full on hazmat gear, ready to tackle her or do whatever they have to do. And this is a popular area. It's a big tourist hotspot. It's a northern city in Spain, San Sebastian. And she ignored them. They were ordering her to get out of the water, and she wasn't paying attention to it. Then the second she finally started to go toward the shore is when they started to go after her there. And I guess what happened was there was a lifeguard at this beach, and they phoned the cops after they spotted her in the water. Can you imagine? I don't know. Is that securing the people around her, or is it ratting her out? It's crazy. But they did. That's exactly how they found her. So they escort her off the sand, and she's in a bikini with a mask on, and they say that this is strict quarantine rules. So just like Honor Newman was saying, they have 1 hour. They're not messing around with this in Spain because they got hit hard. So there's going to be a massive fine for her. And police have fined about, I guess, in England and in Wales. You know, we talked to a lot of authors from those areas, about 18,000 lockdown rule breakers. So this is serious in what's happening in some other places. And the UK is one of those where they've increased the fines as they try to keep England on course, because this is, they're saying, our economy is being crippled and we have to do this. If we don't do it, we're never going to get back on track. And Spain is watching that, and they're taking it serious too. So somebody reports her, they go after her, she's not spreading it, they're going to nail her. And it was the strangest thing to look around and see there was, you know, a handful of surfers, and there was a few people on the beach. It wasn't jammed, and they're watching this just with their mouths open, trying to figure out what is going on there. Why are they dressed that, and why are they dragging her off? what possibly is going on there. But have no fear, the sun was on the case. So anybody who reads or who goes to their equivalent of a grocery store in that region will probably see her photo and understand exactly what that means. All right, so you heard me say why in the UK they've fined so many people and they're really patrolling, they're going after people because they think that's the way. We're flipping this around. We're not just leaving it up to the people, we're flipping this around. And you look at the economy, you look at the states, and you look at air travel. Labor Day weekend, air travel hits usually just a high. And it did hit a high compared to what it's been in the last 6 months, but a dismal summer overall. I know it's not shocking when you hear the number, how low the number is, how down that number is compared to what we usually see. If I say, well, you know, in the 6 months, if you crunched all the numbers of people flying, it's down 69-70%. And it's only at that number because it shot up a little bit during Labor Day. And just specifically summer air travel, it's worse. I mean, summer air travel is down 76% from a year ago. This is why we're seeing these unprecedented numbers of people being furloughed from the airlines and taking early retirements, because there's not enough travelers. People aren't climbing back into the air. There's some, but airlines are scrambling to create flexible policies because they got to win over people, get them back in. And the fall season is slower usually, because then you have the end of the year holidays, and sometimes that's a travel, you know, boom. But how many people are going to travel through Turkey Day through the end of the year to, woohoo, let's see the ball drop, 2021. A lot of people want 2020 in the rearview mirror, but are they willing to fly somewhere to celebrate it? That's the question. The change fees have been wiped out. United, Delta, American. Why would they have change fees? They don't have enough people. So it's because there's the business traveler. That's the thing that's really crushed the airlines and crushed the stock. And it's one of those effects on us in the United States, but other areas too, because people aren't flying for meetings. They're not going to events. So even they're trying to add leisure destinations near mountains or beaches to try to fill the planes. And then in the effort to do the mountain thing, we saw what happened out west with the horrible fires and people looking for those areas to go where they can at least get away and feel safe enough. Feel safe. One thing that is coming back, it will not have a big economic bounce, but at least if the sport can somehow find its way, the NFL is rolling out on Thursday. So the NFL, it's they're full speed ahead. That they've got a season and they're ready, and people are doing fantasy drafts. The predictions are on for who could go where and what's going to happen with the teams. There's not going to be fans, at least not in the beginning or anytime soon. But there are going to be games, which means people could huddle around the tube and watch the games. So players have been given extensions and contracts have been signed, and there were those training camps. And will we see a full season in the NFL? And economically speaking, there will still be a hit, but not the hit it could be if there was no NFL. And it starts on the Peacock Network on Thursday night at 8:20, the kick between Houston and KC, the Super Bowl champs last time around. And of course, Pat Mahomes, who made a boatload of money signing pretty much a lifetime contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up, the mic drop moment. And should it be something positive? Is that what a mic drop moment is? Or could it be something negative? And why do you care about that? We'll explain. We'll be right back.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
2, 3.
My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Okay, because a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show. A reminder, you can always send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, so mic drop moment here at the tail end of the show. We're going to talk about whether it is supposed to be positive or can it be something negative. So how about this? A guy buys a car, an Audi RS7. It can go up to 190 miles an hour. 190 miles an hour. I mean, just like flies, right? And it's part of this special series, even. It's part of the what they call the core. Club's Bold Notion series at the core. Even when they unveiled it, it was such a big deal because it can just fly. It flies, and they had an exhibit of light and speed, and that was part of it. So it was part of what I just said, this Bold Nation series. So speaking of bold, Azee Naeem Ansari decided, well, this is my car, so I'm going to test this. I want to see how fast it can go. So he drew the attention of police when he was zipping through a construction zone on Interstate 95. A highway trooper tried to pull him over, but he kept going. He wanted to hit the high miles per hour in his car. So he reached 187. I mean, he was flying through this work zone. Oh, there he is. And he was trying to get to the beach. He said when they finally caught up with him, he was headed to Myrtle Beach to show off his car. No one was injured in the wild car chase. And the Audi lost just the front grill in a crash because he had a little tiny crash. Didn't hurt anyone, any of that, himself. But his speeding got a ton of attention, of course. He was arrested for evading the cops and speeding in a construction zone, but he achieved his objective. So at 39 and with this big burst of speed, he was sure he would keep everybody safe, but he wanted to be able to show off his baby. So is that a mic drop moment? There's a mic drop. Well, from his point of view, it's a mic drop moment. It certainly isn't for anybody in North Carolina trying to stop him. And, oh, here's the kicker. He was also booked for trafficking opium and heroin. So there's nothing about the drug charges I could find anywhere, and there are no traffic charges listed on any website in North Carolina. But he was being held on a $125,000 bond. Seems speeding is a common occurrence, perhaps, but the way he did it in the construction zone is a no-no. You know, this like Lamborghinis. I don't get it. Trying to get a Lamborghini, fine. Okay, great. You have arrived somehow, right? Hopefully not dealing drugs some other way. And you want to show it off. But does that mean you can hit those high miles per hour? And in fact, our intrepid technical maestro for the show, Alex, was telling me off the air that cars are microchipped, supposedly, and it's illegal to hit a certain miles per hour. So why bother? And obviously in this case, they could do it. So I don't know about that whole microchipping thing. As for whether or not mic drop moments are positive or negative, a mic drop is the gesture of intentionally dropping a microphone, right? I think we have a microphone that keeps dropping in the studio, in fact, at the end of a performance or speech, and it signals triumph. It's an expression of triumph for a successful event and a sort of a boastful attitude toward your performance. There's even a show, Mic Drop. And it's almost like a verb, mic drop. Now, I have a speech where I talk about a mic drop moment, and I say how I dropped the mic before it was popular. There should be like a rim shot here, ba-dum-bum. And that's a whole other story. But is it only for something that's perceived as positive? And I say from his point of view, it was positive but stupid. So from everybody else's point of view, thank goodness he didn't hit anyone else. I think this is a better mic drop moment. I happened to read this story, and I read it on something called The Drive. And The Drive is interesting, and every once in a while I'll read it. They talk about things that happen on bases. They review fast cars and motorcycles, although they're not telling you to drive that way. And one of the things that I caught on the drive was that they have these robot dogs that have been part of this test exercise, a very big test exercise for the U.S. Air Force. And the U.S. Air Force hosted their second demonstration of what they call the Advanced Battle Management System. It's a digital battle network system designed to collect, process, share data, da-da-da, among the U.S. and, oh yes, for those listening, allied forces in real time. And they've undergone several tests, including live fire and, you know, everything else that you can possibly throw at it, imagine, etc. And what is so interesting is the logistics of it and the information and the analytics and the artificial intelligence to understand it and how it gathers the sharing system. I mean, just, I would love to see this thing. I would have loved to be at one of those tests. And the Air Force is using what they call quadrupedal dog robots for perimeter defense at Nellis Air Force Base. I've been there. And they were built by Ghost Robotics and were supposed to be part of the test which took place, but bandwidth issues prevented their use. But apparently these things are incredible. And you can look this up on any search engine, you'll see it. And specifically what they're testing them for, the Vision 60. And it's amazing what they can do. The remote inspection, the intelligence, the surveillance, the recon, the communications, the persistent, what they call the persistent security. And I saw a great shot of a soldier walking with one of them. And really looks like a dog, just this robotic dog, where they've got an antenna on the back and what looks like a bunch of sensors or communications equipment where their head would normally be, and it almost looks like a head, and what they are able to do and how quickly they can do it. And they're virtually unstoppable because of the kinds of missions they can do and how tough it is and the stability and the all-terrain stability of it and these legged robots. And compared to other things that are out there, the traditional UGVs, for example, any of that, they say the durability is phenomenal. That's why I would love, love, love to see these things in person. But you can, like I said, you can see it anywhere. You just look it up, and it'll blow you away. So I'm going to say all the way that they have tested, all the way along, the way they have tested this, what they're doing with it, and finally now it's so much more adoptable, the multiple missions, this robot dog, what they're capable of doing, and how they can change in environments, and all of that is phenomenal and blows my mind, and is a mic drop moment, truly. This is a mic drop moment. The fact that you've got them saying, the Air Force saying, this is unstoppable, and the kind of missions that they can perform and that they're out there with somebody and how critical they could be in being deployed. I love it. Base security. Imagine how advanced this would be. So bravo to that. There's mic drop moment. So you might not agree with the guy with the car. He had his mic drop moment, and I think he wiggles out of the trouble that he's in, frankly. But certainly the robotic dog counts absolutely 100% because they're ready to roll those dogs out. And imagine how quickly they can be operational once that happens. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Thanks to Alex and also Mo Flam. A big shout out to you. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.